Brett Bellamy. I'm not too sure how much he's heard of that. Morning to you, Brett.
Morning, Andrew.
He seemed pretty confident with his, and you're coming to town with Super Tonic tomorrow, and he's won two from two. How confident are you in the Tab Highway?
Well, after listening to all that, I might come. I might stay at home.
Oh, you'll just get a better price.
Yeah, no. There's nothing wrong with her. She's done everything right to date. So she's earned a trip away. So, so as Brett's already said, the T's have been crossed, the I's have been dotted. And it's not often that we have a race, that suits where you want it in the stage of a preparation. So we figured at 1,100 metre class two at Rose Hill, is the perfect place to be going. And it sort of gives you an idea of where we want to go. So we've got sort of in the back of our mind that the championships early next year might be a possibility. So in order to bring that into play, we've taken our time with her and take her to town and see where we're at.
Well, that tells us what you have, your opinion is of Super Tonic. I mean, the two wins have been quite good there.
Yeah, no, the two wins have been very, very good. She's not really an 800-metre horse, but she got the job done there. And we wasn't quite sure how she was going to go, drawing the bad barrier and getting back in the field. But, we had a pearl of a ride from Raymond Spokes, and the gaps that came, she took them and got to the line really strong.
The two runs have been on heavy nine and soft five. Tomorrow already a good three with the light watering on right now, Brett. How do you see her on a good track?
No, it's not an issue. She's sound, hasn't got a problem in the world. So I think it's only a benefit to her stepping out on a good track.
Another sin jump pretty quick from the barrier, and there's a couple of others that throw up, and Matty Dunn comes down with Lifesaver. I mean, you prefer a bit of pace on and let Raymond bring her into the race by the sounds of it.
Definitely. I'm hoping Brett's and Matty's can do the job on one another and leave it for us sitting behind them.
Understand, but I think you've spelled out again your opinion. I reckon, they're fantastic, Brett, these Tab Highways. I know that Matt Dunn has dominated with all the horses and Matt Dale down in Canberra, but the owners of your horse get an opportunity to come to town, and it's exciting because their horses won two from two, and, from your listening to you this morning, you rate her very highly.
I do, and as I've said to Gary Cleasy in the past, being interviewed there, yeah, I said potentially she could be one of the best horses in my stable. So, and I stand by that to date. And as it'll be very interesting to see what she does or doesn't do tomorrow. But at this stage, we intend to give her a blow after tomorrow and push on to the championships.
Championships,
that all pans out for us.
That's Super Tonic tomorrow in the first, the Tab Highway. You're bringing down a Star Festa lineup in race three, a bit more than a travelling companion.
Well, we're hoping so. He hasn't done a thing wrong. He's been consistent. He's been thereabouts. And mind you, I know it's a lot weaker company running around up here, but the old story, you'll never, never know if you never, never go. So he's earned a trip away. He's earned $100,000 now. He's been thereabouts. So the distance sort of suits. He's he's a Bob's extra horse. So, and Racing New South Wales with their innovative money and everything else, you get paid to turn up. So, there's no reason we shouldn't go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, we wish you the best with Super Tonic and Star Fest, but particularly the one in the first. There'll be a lot of interest off how Brett was this morning, and let's hope another Brett will be right in the finish tomorrow as well. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, no worries. I know there's only 11 in it, but they wouldn't be in it if they didn't think they could win. So
no, exactly.
Not only us. So I know it'll be a very, very competitive race.
It will be for sure. Good on you, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Brett. Brett Bellamy coming down later today from Coffs Harbour with his two tomorrow. Lifesaver at the moment in the Tab Highway is at $4.80. Cartel number 9 at $5. Then Brett Kavanagh's horse, Another Sin, as I told you, 14 into $6 right now. Bulala number 3 at $6.50. And Super Tonic number 8 is currently at $10. And news from Glenn Munsey there. We've had $25 in, or let me get this right. I'll just hold on to that information and just make sure I know which horse he's talking about. But, gee, it's a competitive little race tomorrow. The first race at Rose Hill, the Tab Highway at 5 to 12.